Bush Kinder uses nature and the outdoors as a centre for intensive learning by young children, particularly those attending preschool. Jenny Schopfer is an early childhood educator, teacher of teachers, and Bush Kinder proponent who encourages preschools to make nature and the outdoors an integral part of learning for young children. However, Jenny is concerned about what children know about nature and how they interact with it.
We've got children who are biophobic. They actually are scared of nature, and they've lost that connection. It's the reconnecting, rewilding children to be comfortable outside.
What happens with children in Bush Kinder? You've mentioned that they go through this rewilding process. What do they pick up by going outside?
Academically, all the boxes that the teacher's supposed to be teaching, they're getting that there. So they'll get literacy, but it would be literacy, say scientific literacy. They'll start to know the name of the local animals, the local plants, the local indigenous people who live there. This is literacy worth knowing, so meaningful literacy. The same with just over there, they've got little magnifying glasses, so we can start talking about that's numeracy, as in bigger, smaller size, you know, size concepts. So all the academia is there. I mean, along with that, they build resilience, and really in the future, it's a skill that you can't really teach. It's not a sit down at a desk learn resilience. It's actually you got to experience it. And you have a lot of people, I mean, I spoke to a social worker with high school children, they are in the sick bay crying and they cannot go to class because their mobile phone battery is dead. They have no resilience. So, but these kids who go to Bush Kinder, they fall over, they trip over, they go through the weather elements, actually building resilience and being able to dust things off and reevaluate. I mean, if you don't get that job that you didn't want, or that you wanted so much and you didn't get it, you need resilience. If you don't get that ATAR score you wanted, you need resilience. You know, there's resilience is a really valuable thing they learn from being in nature. There's more children in childhood care than there has ever been. Children are more often to have both parents working, so they're in longer hours, being dropped off early in the mornings. 7 a.m. is quite common till 7 p.m. There's still quite a big imbalance between government-run and private industry, so that really changes the focus on what happens too, because private industry is parents are customers. So it changes the way children play because parents, they tried to keep the parents happy rather than being child-focused.
And do you think there's been a difference in the way that children are playing and interacting with the environment?
Yes, I think there's two aspects there. One, what outdoor space is available to them. It's a sad situation where you've got the rooftop gardens or rooftop spaces, because there isn't anything growing there. It's artificial turf and plastic toys to play with. So it is outdoor, but it doesn't actually meet regulations of the natural elements that are meant to be there. Also, the fear by educators and directors or management of early childhood centres is litigation. So there's quite a bit of fear on the height of equipment, what type of equipment. If children are injured, like who's liable? The shift by nature pedagogy is to have risky play, but it's assessed as in risk and benefit. So it's not just a risk assessment, it's a risk-benefit assessment. So is the physical activity they're making worth it for a scraped knee every now and then? Instead of calling it risky play, there's a change to call it adventurous play, because risky has such a negative medical connotation to it. So yeah, we want adventurous play that has benefits.
This ends part one of this podcast on nature education and Bush Kinder. Click on the slider below to hear part two.